listener. Hey, it's me. It's Matt F. Bosler's podcast. I am here, of course, with one of my potential co-hosts, Courtney.
Hi.
Dylan isn't here. Dylan said, I said, hey, do you want to be there? He said it was, I'll read it. I'll just read it. I said, I got us a dumb band for tomorrow night pod if you guys want, just some Chicago band. Dylan says, tentative. And I look it up just to make sure that I, because sometimes you think you know what a word means and maybe you don't. Not certain or fixed, provisional. So I guess he's not going to be here, and I guess that's really that's points.
Yeah.
For Courtney in the permanent co-host position.
I'm winning.
You're winning now. Member winning Tiger Blood member.
Winner winner she's dinner.
Now, I'm not going to mess around anymore. Big Chemical is here. And I'll tell you, Big, we had a guest last week, and I won't name. I'm not going to say anything. Maybe it wasn't last week. But this little worm, this little sniveling little shit, it says to me, he goes, he didn't talk like that, so that's I'm obfuscating even further. He's like, do we even need to be here? Because we're goofing on this end.
Yeah, that was rude.
So this is all about you. Focus is on you and what is your name?
My name's Alec.
And great. That's great. Stage is yours. This is a show about you. By kids starring kids. Remember the kids songs? Do you ever watch kids songs?
No, I know Kids Bop. I know Kids by MGMT.
Keep going.
I know The Kids Are All Right by The Who. I think it's also a movie.
Mm-hmm. Harmony Korine, kids.
Okay, yeah, I missed kids that one. Missed that one.
Road. That's nasty, nasty little movie.
Huh. Oh, wait, is that the... Yeah, that one's about, like...
About the kids.
Yeah, about the kids and the STDs and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Spoilers. I mean, well, spoilers.
Yeah. Subject.
Probably, I think, probably my favorite movie about STDs, I would say.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I say...
Or it... Oh, please. No, go ahead. This is all about...
Oh, I was just going to say, I don't know if I can name another that's like about STDs. There's like ones that have it in it.
You're saying that you feel like STDs is an underexplored genre of film and you'd like to see...
It's probably explored. I'm probably just like not educated on it. Like I would be surprised if there weren't a lot of like movies and stuff about STDs.
It follows. People, you know, they say people say.
Yeah.
Sexually transmitted ghost, STG, one might. Spirit, what is it? You see, it follows, Alec?
Oh, wait. Yeah, what's up? No, actually. All good. No problem.
Who is this?
It's roommate. Our stove smells like plastic when it turns on, so we got someone in looking at it.
I think what you should be looking at is cooking lessons.
Sorry, yeah.
You know, that's interesting because I made a real point that this was all about you, and it feels now like your attention is divided amongst us in this stove situation.
That's true.
Let me ask you this. Who were you speaking to, the person that's there to fix the stove?
No, speaking to a roommate.
And this roommate,
what do they need you for?
Yeah.
I guess I couldn't, I didn't find out.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good. Sometimes you gotta not find out because you got stuff going on.
You'll find out later.
I'll find out later.
Yeah, it'll still be melting later. Like, big freaking deal.
Well, hopefully
let me
not.
Ask you this. Yeah, well, agreed. I would love for whatever Tupperware container they're cooking to be finished by the end of this. But I will ask, do you feel that in your living situation, are you something of a leader?
Probably not. I did, and I'll keep my voice low because, the person is here. But I sent this scathing email to who I thought was my landlord about how they should lower our rent because of just like a bunch of shit going on.
Yes.
I was like, fucked about it, and then he was like, "I'm not your landlord."
Who got the email?
Who was this?
Well, he's random. He's my neighbor who I thought owned the building, and he's like here right now. But I thought he was the landlord. He's just the property manager. So I've like,
well, did you say, well, forward the email then?
I haven't done that yet because I don't think they'll care.
Well, they should do it. The property manager should do it.
Maybe
forward your email.
Maybe,
you know?
But I feel like now there's there's awkward. Is an awkward air.
Nah, they're cool, man. Trust me, dude, they're cool.
Who's cool?
The guy, he's fine.
He'll be fine.
He's so he probably read that thing, probably cracking up to his buds.
That's true.
Probably saying like, shit, man, Big Alex just sent me a freaking email. He's cussing up a stick. Thinks I'm his freaking landlord.
Yeah.
Nah, he's just property manager.
Yeah. No, it was pretty funny. I like hyped myself up too to like send it, and it was like, well, this was a waste.
No, I think you have to take those victories. You've stood up for yourself now. And that's good. I think that goes in the column of victories or at least imagined victories, you know? Like, imagine if your landlord had read that.
That's true. That would be pretty cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Turns out you don't even know who the heck it is.
I had another landlord in Ann Arbor. And one time I thought I saw him at this like diner, like really late at night. But then everyone was like, no, that's not him. So then I just started talking about him really loudly. And then the guy turned to me and he was like, do I know you? And I was like, oh gosh. And it was him. And I was just like talking. I was like scrolling his Twitter while he was like 10 feet away from me. And I was talking about like, what is he posting about? That was really embarrassing.
So now our time together has been short. Well, in fact, I could tell you, if you don't count Instagram messages as time, you know, seconds, maybe we've been in communication 8 minutes.
Yeah.
And I've learned that twice in your life, you've had identity issues with landlords. Has it happened?
Yeah.
Again? Is there more?
No, because another landlord I had who I just like never met him.
Well, as far as you know.
That's true. He could have been there, but he yeah, he just like dropped off the keys to my roommates while we were all gone, and then we like never saw him again.
It could have been some guy you were talking to every day, it sounds like.
Well, I Googled him, and I know what he looked like, and like, you know, where he worked and stuff, so I
checked his Twitter.
Yeah, no,
sorry.
It's a pattern.
Sorry, ex formerly known as Twitter.
Oh.
Try to be accurate.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, at the time, though, I was checking my landlord's Twitter.
So you think it's okay to dead name X, formerly known as Twitter. Interesting.
We can
well,
cut that.
As I said, we were scalded is the word I want to say. It doesn't feel right by a previous guest for just not focusing on them enough.
Wow.
And it is, I'm interested in making this a good podcast that feels good for me. If this was a good podcast, I think that would be good. And So I've actually taken the time to come up with some questions. A lot of times we get on here and we go to Bing and I just search for questions, you know, and people say that it's unprofessional of me to do that. So I've come up with some questions in your music. And so to me, it's just interesting. And what I've thought about and I scrolled a little bit, you know, and when it comes to songs that like, and if you're writing the songs, right, is there some sort of inspirational like hook or like, do you just like sort of, is it just a melody is like what you and like what you're doing? And then there, of course, there's a rhythm. And I was just wondering if like, are you always the one, because it's a band and it's like projects are like hard. And so is that something that to you is a normal, natural, or are you just sort of like, maybe because, you know, pandemic and stuff, and like, how is that?
It's pretty good. Cool. I would say overall.
I love that.
I would say more positive than negative. Mm. Especially with the pandemic thing. More positive than
right.
negative.
Right. Yes. Pandemic was awesome. I loved it. Hey, glad it's in the rear view, you know, but
that's true.
What a great time. You're in Chicago?
Yeah. Yeah.
The freaking bean or whatever that thing is.
Well, yeah, it's like they're doing something on it, so you can't go near it. I don't really know why.
Oh. Huh.
I don't pay attention. I mean, I went to the bean, but
sure,
yeah,
took a picture.
Yeah, I'm not that like dedicated to like the lore of the bean. It's not called the bean. It's called something else. It's called like,
well,
you know,
I think we call it the bean. You know what I mean? Like we call it the bean. Like here in St. Louis, it's the Gateway Arch, but like we call it the Bend. You know, we're always saying like,
you call it
the Bend.
The Bend or the Bend?
The Bean.
Oh, okay.
We call the arch the Bean. I think it's just kind of a thing with monuments. Like if you live in the city,
you call it the Bean?
You call it
the
Bean.
So they call like the Washington Monument the Bean?
The Bean.
The Bean, big tall bean. Mount Rushmore, it's like, hey, you want to go see the four beans? Well, sometimes I think presidents, you know, it's like they got a head full of beans. Not to get political, but like sometimes these freaking politicians,
a head full of beans.
Pardon my French. Head full of beans.
If you were to say, if you were to say all the Chicago bands, how many would you say there are?
I don't know. A couple hundred, probably.
And it can just,
you know.
200 bands.
Sure,
sure.
I have no idea.
Where would you rank Big Chemical? Out of 200?
Probably number one or above.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
One being the best?
Yeah.
Just to make sure?
Yeah.
That kicks ass. Because my next question was going to be like, who would be the bands above and below you? You know, but...
Probably right below
we
is
don't need to...
like the Beatles.
Yes, classic Chicago band. Well, in When I'm 64, when he's like eating bean, and he's talking about licking the bean, I think. No, that's awesome. Okay, because now I'm thrown off. See, this is where I think I'm a bad, I'm not good at podcasts, because I was.
Why?
Well, because I was going to ask who's above and who's below you, but he said he's number one, so there's nobody above him, so I'm all. Like fucked up now. You know what I mean? That's not his fault. I'm not saying it's his fault.
Wow.
It's just like,
yeah. Sorry, I threw you off. It's just, you know, when you're number one, you're number one.
No, and I think that is now. I'm a little bit like intimidated because like most of the bands we get on here are pieces of shit. And you saw in the message I sent Dylan some. I think I said what I said some piece of shit Chicago dumb. I called you dumb. And you know, it's like, turns out you're the freaking king of your household. Nobody knows what to say about a freaking stove except you. They got to come in. You're on a big important call. They got to come in and be like, whoa, what do we do with the stove? And now I'm frazzled. And look, I have my lover by my side. So I am horny as hell, and that does calm me down. I don't know if I told
calms
you that.
Calms you down?
Alec, what?
It calms you down?
To be with my beautiful, perfect lover, horny as hell, does indeed calm me down. It's a. Right. It's not like I'm like at a middle school dance or something. You know what I mean? It's my true lover. I think, and I'm not to be crude, I think it's nice when you can direct all your horniness in one direction. You
know? Right.
And my heart.
Instead of it just kind of like splaying out.
Spreading.
Yeah.
Spreading. It's probably good for, it's probably good for all of us.
Yeah, no, yeah. I think so. I think if I was, who knows what my behavior would be like, you know? This feels not great. What I'm doing right now.
Well, it's a bit, you know, I'm kind of third wheeling at this point.
Oh, no. Don't
this
even.
This is all about you.
Don't think it, don't dream it. This is all about you. That was.
It's not like a date I'm intruding on.
No. I was just telling you that so you knew that I'm working on being at ease so it can be all about you. Do you think that the Jiminy Cricket, do you think that that's like somebody being named like Dennis Human?
I guess it's kind of like that, but
I mean, if he's a cricket,
if he is, and he's confirmed to be a cricket,
I think so. I don't think that he's some sort of like magical creature that perhaps Pinocchio, closest thing he can relate it to is a cricket, so he calls him that. Okay. I think that's his name, and I think he is.
He's like actually a cricket. Yeah, I mean,
he's actually.
I guess is it actually his last name, or is it like an identifier that the non-crickets use to like, oh, it's that cricket guy.
Oh. Okay.
Did you look into the like?
I don't.
Family tree.
I didn't. And right, are his parents named like? Mike and Cricket. Do you think you know anyone named Jim and it's short for Jiminy?
I would be pretty surprised.
Yeah.
But I guess they probably wouldn't tell me.
You ever know a Max and you find out their name's like Maximus or something?
There's a neighbor has a dog named Max. And it's kind of up for debate whether or not it's short for Maxwell or Maximilian. I think Maximilian.
But people assume Maxwell, right?
Probably.
But it could be Maximilian, could be Maximus, could be Maxini, apparently, I guess.
Are people actually named Maximus?
Gladiator. Doesn't his name... Wasn't his name Maximus? Freaking Gladiator?
I thought it was like Spartacus.
I think Spartacus is named Spartacus.
Okay. And that's not the Gladiator?
He may have been a Gladiator, but Gladiator is Maximus, I think. I'll look it up.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm at a computer.
It. Yeah.
Let's see. Let's see, is Gladiator named Maximus? And it'll. Maximus was the name of the main character in the movie Gladiator. Now get this, in the first draft of the movie, Maximus was originally going to be named Narcissus, which is irrelevant to me.
But that's like a whole other myth.
Right. And everyone would assume that he's like really like into himself.
Yeah, that's a good choice that they left that behind.
Mm-hmm.
Remember he touches the wheat or whatever? He's walking, he touches the wheat. So beautiful.
I haven't seen it either.
You've never seen Gladiator.
Is it got the Joaquin guy in it? Joaquin Phoenix, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And Russell Crowe?
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
know
Russell
that.
Joaquin.
I didn't know Joaquin was in that. That's funny.
Oh, he's going thumbs up, thumbs down. Mm. It's where it comes from. The thumbs ups and thumbs downs is from that movie.
The movie.
That's where people started doing that.
Thought it was a.
Oh, you got.
No, I don't. I haven't seen that many movies. I'm not a big like movie.
You're not a movie buff?
Well, how many movies would you say you've seen?
That's like one of those like interview questions where they're trying to see how well you can do like math in your head, like how many windows are in New York City.
I'm just asking questions, man.
I have no idea how many movies I've seen, but I don't watch movies like on my own accord. Like people invite me to watch a movie and I watch a movie.
To like punish you or something?
No, I mean, it's like a nice thing.
Oh.
I just don't like keep up with it in the same way that some people do.
Okay. That's bad. That's bad news actually for later, but I do have more
stuff.
I don't know. Maybe not.
You're going to make us watch a movie?
No, I don't know. Maybe it's stupid. Maybe I won't do it. This podcast is stupid.
Do you think it's weird? Did you see that eclipse? Do you watch that eclipse?
Yeah, it wasn't quite totality where I was, but I went outside and looked through the glasses and stuff.
Do you think it's weird that everyone was excited about seeing like a star, but like covered up by a rock? But I think seeing a star is like, that's crazy. And you could take a rock and cover up the sun. They say
whenever you want.
They say it's like this crazy anomaly that the moon perfectly covers the sun, but I could like find a kind of round rock and like do that.
Yeah.
Do you think that?
I mean, I guess, you know, the rock you found.
Yeah, it's round. It's very.
It's circular. Pretty. Let's say this is a really circular rock.
I did.
It's not.
I did.
It's not orbiting the Earth. You know. You're just holding.
It's
not
a magic rock.
The moon is a bit of a a bit of a magic rock.
It's kind of a magic rock, so.
I suppose
that's like you
true.
Start walking away, and the moon's still looking at you. You know, it's still there up in the sky. It's not the same with that rock you found, unless you're carrying.
I walk away from that. Right, but yeah, right. I walk away from the rock. It falls.
It's not floating or anything. Hmm. Yeah.
Somebody said that they know two cats that were born during the eclipse.
Two.
And I.
That's hilarious.
I mean, you know, okay. Cool.
I wonder how many like humans were.
Yeah. Do you
know?
Think they know they're like eclipse babies?
And do you think that their parents are pissed?
Pissed?
They have 4 minutes of totality or whatever. And you're having a baby. You ain't going to be having it out there where you can see it.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not sure that's the first thing on their mind. Maybe a little later they'll regret it.
Regret.
Yeah. I wish I could have held it in a little bit longer. I think that's how it works.
Yeah, it's going to be 40 years, I think, until the next that you can see in the United States. So I'd be upsetting. Do you think it's weird that you're familiar? Well, shit. You're familiar with the Terminator?
Yeah, like I know what it is.
I'm not.
So. I've never seen.
I don't know. It's same. Well, I was thinking the other day, people talk about the Terminator, but I doubt you talk about the Terminator much. You're not a movie.
No, I don't. I don't really talk about it much.
For the record, I don't talk about the Terminator much. Rarely comes up.
A little defensive.
No, I'm just saying. I ain't defensive. I'm just saying. But people say the Terminator, they'll say it has an endoskeleton. And this is a little bit similar to what we were talking about earlier with the way people, they'll be like, wow, it has an endoskeleton. That's so interesting. But like we have an endoskeleton. And I just think that's something.
That's just a thing.
That's just a thing. I just don't know why people. Skeleton's the default. Or right. I'm sorry, endoskeleton is the default. You say skeleton, people don't go, do you mean endo or exo? You just. Skeleton.
That's true. Yeah, I would assume endo, I guess. I honestly was kind of confused when you were talking about endoskeleton. I didn't even really know what that meant. But yeah, it's just normal skeleton, right?
Because
No,
it's just
people talk about the Terminator like it's just like it's got an endoskeleton.
Yeah, because he's, you know, he's all metal, shiny. I mean, it is an endoskeleton. They put organic flesh on the outside. It's a whole thing about why it can travel back in time. You know what? I'm barking up the wrong tree here. Alec doesn't give a shit about movies. Never seen one. Now, you know, we've never, me and my lover here, Courtney, we've never spoken on the phone.
That's true.
What do you mean?
So we've never talked on the phone.
You never called each other?
Audibly.
No. Audibly?
Like we've texted.
Oh.
But we've never had an audio conversation. Yeah, on the phone.
Is there a reason?
Or anything else?
Because it's a game, I guess.
Yeah, we just noticed at one point that we had never had fairly early on, and now we won't. It just like, and I think that's cool too. You have your game where you've never seen a movie. I think that's neat.
Well, I've seen them.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's weird that people only call shit stool when they want a sample of it or there's blood in it?
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's just the way that people collecting the samples talk about it, though. Like, maybe if I was the one collecting the sample, I'd call it a shit sample.
Yeah. Or maybe if you were, I don't know, what do you call a shit scientist? Well, if you were a shit scientist, maybe you'd be like saying, like, I have to go take a stool. I don't know. It just seems like, feces is one of those words or things where I feel like there's no good words, you know, like all of, like if you're at a party and hey, you look like a guy who's maybe been to some parties. There's nothing, and you have to defecate. None of them are good. If you were to say, I have to go defecate, get at it. What are you talking about? Yeah. And then if you're like, I have to take a shit, rude.
No, I think poop, that's, I think take buy? A shit's good.
But it's a cuss. I did say party. Let's say dinner party.
Mm.
But maybe if you said I need to go stool, maybe that would be fine. I don't know.
I am bothered by the word poo.
Yeah.
Truly.
If you're going to say it, put the P at the end. You know?
The least you can do.
Because I think poop's pretty funny. It's symmetrical. It's a funny sound and it means poop. Those are like three funny things.
Not all of my poop's symmetrical.
Oh, the word.
Oh. Oh, yeah. No, okay. Yes, the word. Yes.
Yeah.
Because some of mine's just water.
Huh.
You know what I mean?
Hmm.
But the word is symmetrical.
Like what percent is water?
Yeah, are you all right?
I'd say, I'm in and out of there pretty quick, pretty just water, pretty much, I can't recall the last time it wasn't.
Like a bird.
But, like a bird. It all comes out one hole like a bird. That's what that song's about. Nelly Furtado.
Nelly Furtado.
What song?
I'm like a bird.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what that's about. You should check it out. It's a interesting, you know, beautiful woman writing a song about how all of her waste comes out of one hole. That's novel, I think.
Brave.
Hey, look. Hey, I'm looking at you here. You're a good looking fella. So I think you're no stranger to good looking people attract, you know, good looking people. And you know the thing, you ever heard someone say, I wouldn't kick them out of bed for eating crack? Have you heard this saying?
I've never heard that ever.
Oh, well, it is a thing I've heard. People have said it. And I I've always understood what they usually use it to say somebody's so, oh, they're so beautiful. I wouldn't. But today, I was thinking how the person's already in your bed, right? Yeah, you're not kicking them out of the bed, so they're already there. I would assume perhaps you get it. They got done having sex. So you've invited this person in your bed. What is the threshold for someone like that? That they look good enough, I will bring them into my bedroom, I'll have a sexual encounter, but they're ugly enough that if they bust out some crackers, get out of here. And I think that that is a strange person that has that line. I don't think I have.
Yeah, I don't think I have that line either.
Who would you kick out of bed?
And it seems like such a narrow width, right? A narrow frame of.
Yeah, that's got to be. I mean, I've my girlfriend sometimes brings up the question, who's the oldest person? Like what, like that you would have sex with? And she always says, however old Mick Jagger is. And I always say, however old Ringo Starr is.
And you've never looked up how old they are?
Yeah, you know. But.
Let's figure it out.
I think I would kick out Ringo Starr for smoking crack.
Oh, now that's different. I think. Is eating crackers a euphemism for smoking crack?
You mean literally eating crackers?
That's what they say.
Because of the crumbs.
Because of the crumbs.
Oh, I thought you were talking about crack.
Is that a euphemism?
No, it's not. I just heard crack. I don't know.
You do go to parties, man. Yeah, no, I've never heard that. Hey, you want to go eat some crackers?
Oh, yeah.
That's
I would
nuts.
Say I wouldn't. I would not kick anybody out for eating crackers.
Because they're already, this is already somebody you've invited
in.
So they're all, yeah, I think, now I've decided that's an insane saying. That's,
is that actually a saying?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Courtney, you could freaking.
I ate crackers in our bed earlier today.
I'll tell you what, Courtney, I'll tell you, because man, I'm in love with this woman right here. You could just bring the crackers in and just crush them up. I'm not kicking you out. I'll sleep on freaking crumbs. Ringo's 83, Mick Jagger's 80, by the
okay,
way.
Okay, so I win.
Yeah, you're more accepting.
Cool.
Than your girlfriend, who, honestly, little ageist.
Yeah.
I am. Just saying.
It's a bit rough.
Do you want to play a game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this is where things are gonna fall apart a bit. We haven't played game. We haven't played game in a long time. We used to play game all the time, and then we stopped playing game. And I think it was partially because Dylan, who you've not met, and thank God, he told me I play game too much. There were other games. There's a lot of games we used to play. He told me I played this one too much. I thought it was the funnest one though. And this is a game called One Star Reviews, in which I will read several reviews for a film, and you will guess what film it is.
Oof. Okay.
You've already expressed that you hate this idea. This is stupid. But I will read several reviews now. You can answer whenever you think you know.
All right.
You don't got to buzz in. You don't got to wait until I'm done. You just yell it out. However, you only get one guess. You only get one guess per movie. So, Courtney, do we need to angle something differently, or you can just not look at the?
I can just like.
You can just.
Oh, so I'm like competing?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. 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 Okay. It'll be you
good
versus
luck.
Courtney. Courtney hasn't seen these. Pretty good prize today, so.
Okay.
Keep that in mind. And here we go. And our first one is a film from 1988. This is an anonymous review titled Movie Skips. Watch this movie right away. About halfway through, it was stuck, then skipped several times, very hard to enjoy. Tiffany Burge says, couldn't use after purchase. If I could give it a negative star, I would. This was a Christmas present, and when I put in DVD player, there was an error code for country. I took it to Hastings to see if they knew what it was, and of course, no. Googled error code, and it seemed that certain companies sell DVDs that can only be played in certain countries. Really? The price was good, but good for nothing. Can't even play the thing. Didn't bother returning it. Hastings had it at a better price, and it could be played anywhere. Guess they have a great business going on. Buyer beware. Interesting. M says, not a kid-friendly movie. 4th of July weekend. Wanted something to watch that was family-friendly. This is not. Given what we understand about the perversion and sexualization of children in Hollywood, a 13-year-old mind having sex with a grown woman is not okay. And the cursing and blasphemy used throughout the firm is also ridiculous.
Big?
It is the film Big.
I forgot Big. I didn't have to raise my hand.
Oh, shit.
You're very polite. You're a very polite man, and it is hurting you in the game, but I think it will help you in life. Kyraf said about that one, they said, it's the worst. Magic gives the kid what he wants, then discovers it's not right movie ever made. It's rough.
I like that movie.
And then Kara Todd said, 12-year-old boy in a man's body, not entertaining, meh. Okay. Yeah, I think certainly viewed through today's lens, maybe there's some stuff in there that's not whatever, but I think you can. You know what? I haven't seen it in a long time. Maybe it's crazy. I don't
They could have done it just without the is there a sex scene in it? Yeah, they could have done without that, I
well,
guess.
Well, a lot of the reviews said there was a sex scene. I didn't think it went that far, but
no, they sound like again, they're a little bit, you know, high strung.
Prude.
Well, here's a tip for you in the one star reviews games. These people are insane. Anyone in the world that will give a one star review is bonkers. This is a film from 1986. Courtney, you have 1 point. Alec, 0 point. 1986. Inquiring Minds says, had to be the first of a series of Dumb and Dumber for sure. Liked the acting crew, what there is. It's just that this flop must have been made from scraps off the editing floor for sure. If you like big trucks and knife fights with some machine guns thrown in for extra, then this is the one for you. The hero gets the girl in and saves the experience from being a total disaster for sure. Some Ghostbusters-type special effect were snuck in just to spice things up, with even more fantasy chicanery for sure. Save your money for better things. Q55 says, no slipcover is shown in picture. Great movie, but I give it 1 star since the product was shown with a slipcover but did not arrive with a slipcover. Should not have been shown in picture. JLH says, skip this movie, hard to follow. You will want to turn it off after 20 minutes. That's funny after you know what it is. Let's see. Elite Lamo. Imagine adult comparing Kurt Russell in any way to John Wayne. It's demeaning to Wayne's body of work. I understand the Carpenter Lemmings, but what a stupid... And then they typed out, like, $@ ##, to imply a cuss word. But what a stupid cuss movie. Dumb, stupid, inane, horrific acting, bathroom humor, first grader dialogue, sad, tripe, pathetic. When watching it, I felt I hadn't finished high school, was shopping at a Walmart, or had a career in middle America as a checkout clerk at Costco. Truly, I've rarely had a film dumb me down enough to feel sorry for myself. This movie easily made me feel sorry for everyone involved. They must have known how truly miserable this film was the entire time they were making it. I believe that the only other time I felt this way was watching Escape from LA. Oh, wait. And I don't exactly know what that oh, wait means. Jose Lopez, good actors, beautiful girls, and my favorite, but it rarely appears, the semi-truck, which is a cool Freightliner. I prefer KW and Peterbilt GMC Chevy. What? Conventional with big bunker sleeper in this case. Credits, special thanks to Freightliner Corporation for a truck that appears briefly in the start and at the end. The action and fighting is great, but it makes no sense at all. Think of Karate Kid meets a wizard or something. To that effect, it's just bananas bonkers for a guy like Carpenter to badmouth Reagan and the Reagan era. He sure sold out. Why does he give up capitalism and product placements? Stick to horror movies.
What?
And that is all I have on that one.
I don't think I know.
Directed by, well, it's probably. I don't like much. Directed by John Carpenter.
I don't even know who that is.
Big trucks. Big semi-truck, 86?
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell, Kurt Magic. I don't think I would have any idea what this is.
Yeah, I don't.
Because I don't.
Big Trouble, Little China. Big Trouble in Little
China. Big Trouble. What? Okay, I've never.
Well, I'll tell you, this is what I'll say about Big Trouble in Little China. Not my favorite Carpenter movie. You got freaking Halloween, freaking The Thing.
Oh, okay.
Big Trouble in Little China is a fun movie. It's a silly movie. Mm-hmm. To say that it was hard to follow is insane.
I mean, it's like kind of a kid's movie, right?
Kind of.
Yeah.
We have a couple more. Okay. Alec, you're still in this? All right. Courtney got 1 point. This is a movie from 2014.
Okay.
Angel Williams says, Caught Fire. I booed two of these, one for me and one for my mom. I love this charger. It charged your phone quickly and actually holds the charge. But one day I started smelling something burning, had no clue it was the charger. So I plugged the charger into my cigarette lighter, not knowing it had already previously heated up before and it caught fire. I literally had to throw it out the window while I was driving and burned my hand on top of it.
All right, I think I know what this one is, but I'll wait a couple more.
Yeah. Be safe. Be safe. Don't blow your guess. Let's see. Roger 61 says, I do not like the casual way that smart kids were portrayed. Nothing wrong with the CGI. It is the premise that soured me. I did not like the casual way that smart kids were portrayed, as if becoming a scientist and developing a life-changing invention were as easy as pulling an all-nighter. This film seems to convey the message that all one needs to be successful in school as well as in life is to be born a prodigy. Not the message I would want for my children, were they the age of the target audience. Okay. MT says, wrong DVD. I wish I could put no stars. It was not the right DVD in the case. I'm very upset because it's a high-priced DVD, and for them to carelessly put the wrong DVD in there and package it is wrong. Mustangs by Matt says, sadness. It's a movie where the main protagonist's parents are dead, his brother dies, and his friend dies. If you like death and sadness, you'll love this movie.
Jesus.
What?
So we got a lot of dead people. CGI. And then this
2014.
This person says, another 3D movie that's not in 3D for the home. I have to agree with the many others who have posted reviews here. This was a theatrical 3D release, so where is the 3D Blu-ray? Disney was all over the 3D Blu-ray when the hardware first came out and was one of the reasons that I made the investment in 3D. Now, suddenly, they've essentially dropped support for the home 3D format in favor of digital streaming. Even more irritating is that most of these titles are available on 3D Blu-ray in the European market. Why does Disney snub the U.S. market the way it does? Is their next move going to be shutting down the U.S. theme parks and making everybody travel to Europe or Asia to enjoy the parks?
Hmm.
Wow.
That one's maybe not that helpful. Hmm. But it's a Disney.
Disney.
It's CGI.
They're that's it?
Kids.
Is that all of them? That's all the...
That is all of them for that one.
Smart kids.
We've had Big. We've had Big Trouble in Little China.
I guess I don't know which iteration, but I'll toss out a guess. Is it one of the Spy Kids movies?
It is not. It is not. We got Big Chemical Hunter freaking on the pod. We've got Big Chemical on the pod. We had Big Trouble in Little China.
Chemical.
I think I'm gonna
move on.
I think I'm gonna move
okay,
on.
Okay, that sounds great.
But I think you were gonna get it, so I'm gonna give you a point.
Aw.
Big Hero 6. Big
oh,
Hero 6.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I never saw that. I think I see a pattern though.
Yeah. See.
They're cool. Movies.
Mm.
See it? They're all movies.
Yeah.
They're all movies.
Yeah.
And they've all in all post 1900 films. So.
Okay, that's the pattern.
This is from two, and I shouldn't have given you that clue. You're right. I shouldn't have given you that clue.
Yeah.
That's too much. Because what if you thought one was 1800, whatever.
Yeah.
Movie from 2015. Movie about a man who had Asperger's. Their spelling. I did not like this movie. What I was wanting was a movie I had seen in the theater several years ago about a man who had Asperger's, and then they put the little SP that they know they spelled it wrong. He was extremely brilliant, was severely handicapped, and taught classes in college, I think. He had a wife, and they had three children. That's the movie I thought I had. Couldn't you help me by telling me the name of the movie I'm remembering?
Wow.
Rebecca says, the plastic film that covered the video cover had some kind of oil all over it. I have never been so grossed out. Stephen Reynolds says, boring. Unless you are a stockbroker on Wall Street or my brother, rent something else. Overall impression says, garbage flick based on either propaganda or sheer stupidity. Garbage. Political left-wing adolescent garbage that continually flows out of that sewer of Democrat influence, Hollywood.
Is it The Big Short?
It's.
I gotta just say things. I just gotta say things.
Like to your landlord.
Yeah.
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 I didn't want to interrupt.
You've done it before. Well, I guess that is literally the game.
Yeah, I mean, I know the rules. I just gotta, you know. That's what? Democrat left-wing propaganda. Who said that one?
Overall impression was okay. Their name.
Let's keep an eye out for
a them. Lot of people felt like that. A lot of people in the reviews felt that the banks were fairly maligned. Unfairly maligned, and that they should have focused more on the Democrats.
Huh.
So. I think that the movie was about the banks more.
Justice for the banks.
Somebody else could. Thank you. What's going on with you?
Independent of the movies and
yeah, that's done. We're done. Courtney won.
Well, it's debatable. Not a lot. You know, just hanging out,
yeah.
Trying to, you know, get some shows. Cool. Looking forward, I get to play, get to open for Dear Nora, one of my favorite bands. I'm really excited about that. I love all I love all their stuff. So that's pretty exciting.
I'm glad. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah, check them out. You know, go Big Chemical, the BigChemicalBand.com or something. Probably. And freaking Instagram, I'm sure.
Big dot chemical.
Dot com dot the chemical.
Yeah, like a large one.
BIGD. So go, guys, go to BIGDOT chemical.com or something. check them out on. I checked them out on Spotify.
How were they?
Well, you know how you want to check out a band and see like if they're real, and then you listen to a couple seconds, you go, yeah, these guys are good. You do that? You ever do that?
Yeah.
You gotta like book a show or something, and you go like you see like, well, what's this? And you click it, and sometimes you go, oh,
yeah,
boy,
like this definitely isn't a real thing,
right? I click on Big Chemical, I go, oh yeah, no,
we exist
for sure.
There's a threshold
well,
there.
Well, bye.